Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, by the way, this is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. And I want to wish everyone, yep, you got it, Happy Halloween. That's it, one of my favorite days of the year. And not only that, it is a great day to get out there and dress up. Sometimes I even dress up as myself and don't recognize who I am. But today, guess what? You're going to get all of me as well as my guest today. Kerry O'Connor is joining me today. And I thought about who did I want to be connected with on Halloween? Who did I want to have on the show? And it was all of a sudden, without even hesitation, it was Kerry O'Connor. Let me tell you a little bit about Kerry. I know many of you know who she is. Internationally known, Master Intuitive. She also has her own show on several networks. One of them is on our network on Mondays, and you'll hear a lot more about that. And she has been helping people understand what's going on in their lives energetically and beyond. And so tonight, you get to participate in that experience with Kerry O'Connor and experience what it's like to be with someone that is so in tune to energy to help all of us raise our vibration and attract what we want in life. And so she's joining me today. We're going to be talking about energy in general. And when you call in, we're going to be talking about energy issues, things that might be going on in your life right now, and much more. Kerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. Happy Halloween.
Hey, happy Halloween to you. And how are you this Halloween? What is happening out there?
It's a busy, wonderful Halloween. We're getting out of a nice retrograde here, and a lot of witches and goblins going around. They're a little bit dizzy with the energy. They're kind of spinning backwards their directions. I've noticed my son is pretty funny. He went out, and I saw him coming back and changing outfits, and I said, what are you doing? And I realized that he was double-dipping the neighborhood by going and changing outfits. I didn't stop him because it was A-plus for creativity. So so that's just kind of like an example of kind of spinning energy. So he thought, you know, he'd take another spin around the block there. So.
Well, and you know what? You got to give him an A there for perseverance and creativity.
Exactly. He's very creative. He's very much. He's my little salesman.
And so, you know, when we look at that, I mean, that's absolutely ingenious to be able to do that. I mean, all the years I thought I really had, you know, one up on Halloween, I never thought to change my outfit. That's perfect. But you know, people are changing their costumes a lot these days. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, what you're experiencing, what we're seeing, it's like looking at people and my life including, and not really being able to be at that place where most people talk about, which is being grounded. Mm-hmm. And yet, in some way, it's an okay thing. But it's like we're all over the map right now.
Right. Right, right. That's, Pat, is such a common theme, and especially the last 2 weeks, what I'm seeing, and this week it seemed like, I thought last week was the icing on the cake, but this week I haven't met a person yet that's not feeling this energy of spinning is what it is. And so it seems when I just watched, because my son came in here with a group of kids, and so there were, I probably 12 year olds. They don't seem to be hitting it, getting as affected as the adults are, but we're really, being asked, Pat, to ground into the earth in a different way. And so part of this is really great news. It is great news. We're able to go into the earth and ground in a different way, but as with anything comes in as far as change, we have, literally cellular patterns. We have neural pathways that are used to doing old patterns. So we're teaching our body how to ground in a different way. And so then you throw Mercury in retrograde, and the council, my guides have said since the beginning of this year, that as we become homoluminous, light bodies, spiritual beings have a human experience, we are going to recognize how much we are, or let's say a sign or symptom that we are lighten up our energy field, is that we're going to feel more of the planetary reactions, which makes sense because we're really realizing that we're one Earth in a universe and we're not separate. So this whole year is about really waking up and having accountability, responsibility, grounding into Earth differently, really respecting that relationship with Earth, and then also looking at each other. So it's really getting amped up as far as the heat is on in the kitchen, is what they're saying, as far as what we could do, as far as helping ourselves, taking action. And so this whole next 3 months is about us being able to take action. And when we feel spinning, to be able to have tools really readily available, so we don't feel like we're getting caught like Dorothy in the tornado.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, and you, with the work that you do, I mean, I've had the pleasure of being around you and being around the work that you do, watch you work, and how you very, very laser-like tune in to what's happening with another individual. And it doesn't matter what shows up.
Right.
You're able to see it and really help people move
right.
beyond where they're stuck.
Right, right, right. Because everything, all information is in our energy field. And what I say to people, we could fool ourselves or not want to look at stuff. My last client today, she had a partner that was not going to be leaving a marriage, and she was kind of talking herself out of that. You know, he was in an energetically dead marriage, and so she was really wanting to, the child in her was talking out of it, herself into why she was being involved with a married person. But her energy body, I don't want to say the word lie because that sounds like a judgment, but our energy body is always giving us information, and we can kind of, our perception of what we're viewing can be off, or our perception because of the wounded child can be in charge, or the hopeful child, or our self-esteem could be low, so we're hoping that maybe the person would this woman leave the wife or whatever, but, energy patterns are patterns. They're just like it actually can be quite scientific, and they follow a path. They are electromagnetic, and so they always follow the path of they want to go into the path of least resistance. So if we have a neural pathway, a thought over and over again, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, then that's where the energy is going to go get directed. We're getting called to say, you know what? Release from those old patterns. Really create new neural pathways within our energy body that says, I am worthy, I am a master, I am a spiritual being having a human experience, instead of those old ones. And so we're really think of it as our computer program being upgraded at a very accelerated rate. And I was telling people, it's kind of like the movie with the Matrix, when the people plugged in and all of a sudden they knew that they knew martial arts, they were experts.
Right.
I say that the people, when people cross over, some people can accelerate that far. It's like they get upgraded with that program and they're like a martial artist in communicating. And other people, they can take a little bit of a time. But we're really, the more we step into our mastery, the more we can really break through blocks at a breakthrough speed, more than we ever have in our incarnation here. And that's where we're feeling a lot of psychic debris in the air, and because people are really releasing from old patterns. And also, though, again, what I say is the good news is I see that the world grids are really, we're opening up our hearts, and we're really getting into an inclusive, it's like a village. Think of green going to the streets, and just people like the global warming with Al Gore. We're really being called to take responsibility and accountability of our own energy fields, and that really is helping the whole. So it's a lot of stuff happening.
It is, and you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, people like me, people like you, we don't need a little help from time to time.
Exactly.
And I'm going to invite our listeners to give us a call, because you're going to have an incredible opportunity to get some help from Carrie O'Connor and get a reading from her tonight on air right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Let me make it really easy for you to do that. 877-876-5227. That's toll free. 877-876-5227. We're taking your calls throughout the show, and we're going to make sure that those of you that call in get plugged in, and we get you lined up here and ready to go. We'll be having our friends at BBS Radio picking up this phone for us. And again, this is a way for us to experience some help by someone that does something pretty amazing when she looks at energy, Carrie O'Connor. You know, Carrie, let's talk about this while folks are having a chance to call in. When you look at someone, and I watched you this week and I was amazed at how you can focus on one individual when there is so many different energies going on around you, how are you able to really look at one individual or work with one individual and block the other things out?
Part of that, Pax, to be honest, came with practice, because when I called, or actually a 100-year-old shaman called me the nosy psychic, because my energy field would get pulled to, let's say, a person crying or a brother that just died or crossed over or committed suicide, and he wanted people to let his family know that he was okay. I would never, ever go up to the person and say that, but I would look and examine the patterns. And so what I did was train myself with practice of looking at the person's energy field. And so the more I focused my eyes in and around them, the more I stopped looking at other patterns. I was born seeing patterns, and so I thought everyone did. I thought everyone saw stars around, rings around stars, and lines in the sky, like people would see, like if the globe has all those longitude and latitude lines. And so why would I think that? I thought everyone saw those. Why are they there in the globe? So the more I got grounded into my body, the more I was able to fine-tune and expand, so I can look at, when I look at the energy body, it looks like an MRI report to them, and then I could turn the person around, I could like slice them in half, I could look at the different chakras, different parts of the energy field, look in the front fibers, that's where we put our hopes and dreams, look at the present-day situation to see what the blocks are, look at the past to see the themes that are holding us back, that could also sometimes mean past life stuff. And as far as with past life, I like to tell people, some people could get really kind of caught up in past lives. Was I Cleopatra? Like, I think I know I am. And I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of thousands of Cleopatras. It's more like, let's get into what is the theme of where Cleopatra, what does that mean to you? Because when we have past lives that are blinking in our energy field, they're there for a lesson, because we carry our themes on. So I was able to, I was born with my eyes being open with that, and then I was able to really fine-tune it. And ever since I was young, Jesus and Mary used to take me up what I called was school. And so when I got older, I remember more of the teachings. But I was doing that path since I was 3 and 4 years old. My parents are alcoholics, and so then I was from the school of or at the age, I'm 44, of where when the child called for the parents that, you know, Dr. Spock, don't answer the child. And so, a lot of times my parents were buzzed, so they didn't hear me. But that was, and it's not a poor, pitiful me story. It actually helped me do what any good Catholic would do. So I called on Jesus and Mary to help me, because I would see dead people and people that when I was 3 or 4, it would confuse me, because speaking of Halloween, I would see people in different costumes, and it wouldn't be Halloween. So why is this lady in this costume that looked like a pilgrim? You know, why is she in my kitchen or in my living room or in my bedroom? And so all of that allowed me to keep my sight open, and then Jesus would teach me about, we'd go to school, and he would teach me nightly. So then I'd wake up in the morning, I'd say to my father, hey, Dad, do you know that there's infinite stars and we come from the stars? Jesus told me last night. And I would be saying, I'd be 3 or 4 using the words like infinity. And he would just kind of look at me like, what an odd little child. But he's like, who told you? And I'm like, Jesus. And then so part of that being 1 of 5, they just kind of numb out all the kids, you know. But that was part of my, that kept me open. And I also have a almost photographic memory as far as, especially energy patterns, because it just fascinated me, because it actually helped me ground, because growing up I felt very different. My vibration is different, because when I realized that everyone didn't see patterns when I was in six years old, I was like, geez, everyone doesn't see this. So I did feel kind of different and odd, so it kind of had me do this by myself a lot, but I never felt alone in that way, because I always felt like I had my spiritual family, and that kept me open.
I'm telling you, I mean, I really admire how you persevered through that. Carrie O'Connor is my guest today on the Dr. Pat Show, and I believe we have a caller. Who's joining us on the line tonight?
Oh, I'm Dominic from London in England.
Hi, Dominic. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Thanks for calling in from London. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor. Carrie, I want you to meet Dominic.
Hello, Dominic. How are you?
Oh, fine. Your voice is rather faint at the moment.
I'm rather faint?
Oh, no, I can hear it now. It's better.
Okay, good, because then I could hear you now, too. How can I help you, Dominic?
Well, I suppose I'd like you to give me a reading of some sort.
Okay. Is there any certain direction that you want to go into, or do you just want me to go with what I see first?
Okay, go with what you see first.
Okay, all right. John, the first thing I'm getting into, I'm seeing the moms coming in first. Do you have mother or somebody like a mom in spirit?
Sorry?
Who's the mother? And I go into Elizabeth, and I'm seeing Queen Elizabeth, but it's more of like the queen archetype instead of the queen, but she's saying the name Elizabeth, and I feel like I'm going to a middle name. And also, this is on mom's side of the family, so I'm going into the maternal grandmother, and the ladies come in first with you. They're also pointing to your heart and the thymus. And so if you haven't heard me talking before on radio shows, when I refer to the thymus part, I call that part the high heart. And so think of it as what I've been watching was the heart chakra has been making a lot of changes in the last 3 years. And so when they point to the high heart, it's the unconditional love part. It's where our heart chakra is becoming an altar for us to open up that unconditional love part, that thymus part. And that also is really the endocrine system is really tied into us having the ability to hold more light. So the ladies are coming in on your family lineage, and when I see women lining up that has a line that goes to great-great-great-great-grandmothers, I know that you didn't meet them, but they're lining in. It has to do with, Dominic, you're rewiring the whole left side of your energy field, so that has to do with receiving. That also has to do with female relationships, also balanced men, as far as with men that lead with their male and female energy. That does not mean necessarily gay men. It's like men are, we can lead with the male or female energy, and it has nothing to do with sexuality. And what they're talking about is, first of all, is pride. And also, actually, when I just saw your eyes, do you see spirit also, Dominic?
I do. I do have experiences a lot.
Okay, all right, because what your grandmother's saying is that you get that from her, and when I see stellated dodecahedrons in somebody's eyes, I know that not only do you see spirit, you see a lot of other stuff. As far as, do you also see energy patterns and lines and that kind of stuff, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Okay, because what the mom is showing me as far as with the ladies, because they're, when the lineage comes in and they come in from very, very high, and I want to say the men are here, too, that they are saying, thank you, they're putting you, it's the... Think of it, Dominic, is that they, like, think of the Olympics. They put you beyond the gold medal winner. They have you as what I see as the diamond or crystal energy. So your body, your whole energy field is really doing that stretching out on that left side, but you've done your, you're really holding the templates of the blueprints of the homoluminous body. That is a huge, graduation step, not only for yourself but for your family and also for the world, because you hold that, you hold the vibration of what I call the 1,000-watt light bulb, and so that of course helps the whole grid. And so the lineage is coming in and thanking you. And when I see them like bow on their feet or having you call you the king and queen, I really like that, because they're recognizing where they. Did you feel adopted, not connected to your family, Dominic?
Sorry.
Did you feel adopted and not really connected to your family? Because you're, I'm seeing my face of your face, and I knew I wasn't physically adopted, but I really felt, because my vibration was different, that I felt like, where the heck is my family? Because it doesn't seem like, and I didn't look like
yes,
my family.
I'm a very different sort of person, but I realize how I'm connected with my family there.
Yes, okay. And so think of that. What I'm seeing as far as, especially for your lineage, is saying, coming in and saying how much there's pride here, how much you really pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps is what I see. So that means that you taught yourself a lot of stuff, just like when I see my face of your face, it's not to talk about me, but you did very similar things that I did and had got your knowledge like straight from source. You also are breaking generational patterns by not holding yourself back and holding, again, that thymus. You're making a great big huge leap. Your really energy is turning into the, you were there, everyone's talking about the indigo children, and the indigo children are turning into, you come in as an early indigo, your energy is now turning crystal because the crystal kids are being born, and of course our energy frequency is going to change because that's what we're doing. Our frequency is changing, so you're in the you're downloading that crystalline energy, and that also is your thymus is just making, it's doing these beautiful opening up, and I'm seeing these geometric figures that absolutely are beautiful. Your soul song is opening in a further place, and it's in a deeper place. And do you do sound healing yourself?
I don't. I've been advised to check it out.
Okay, all right, because I just heard Om and Oma Pa Me Ama and Oma Pa Me Ama.
Okay, I do my Om with my Japa meditation.
Okay, all right, good. And so what you're doing over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, and into the next 2 years, because I see tons of 222s around you, and 222s numerologically, is that you're beyond the 111s, Dominic, of the new beginnings. You're really entering in this manifestation period. And again, the lineage is blessing you, saying thank you, and you're going beyond the lineage. And I see a lot of star people around you, so you're connecting in with star group, star family. And this goes into where I'm seeing that when we've reached this par in our energy field, it's like we connect to double star groups. And it's like I could go on and on, but I want to keep it short because I know we have other callers. So I want to say to you, keep up the good work. They're saying thank you, congratulations. You're helping not only yourself, you're helping the whole Earth grid, Dominic. And so you're tapping into the fifth dimensional energies there, and you're going to start seeing the sixth and seventh. And so as far as with the twos, the next 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 months, really fine-tune what you want to manifest, because you're entering a huge manifestation period that is long overdue. And make sure that the great ladies are saying that you take in some for yourself, because part of that left side of the energy is allowing you. You're a giver, where you want to make sure that you take in take in for yourself too. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Dominic.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Okay, lovely to talk to you. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Wow. I mean, that was really incredible, Carrie. I mean, part of what most of us go through, and what you talked about as well, is having this sense that we are a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
And not knowing where to go with it or what to do with that.
Right.
And even in Dominic's case, really being able to take a look at one's life and not being beaten down by being different. I mean,
exactly.
That's a challenge.
Exactly. And yes, it is a challenge, because a lot of times what I see that we can do is that we'll put up protective, what I call as far as like veils. And so when I look in somebody's energy field, I'll see like a protective thing at 1 year old, 2 years old, 12 years old, 5 years old, and four. And so the key thing, Pat, is that we put these like these veils up of protection to protect us, to remind us who we are, to get to a certain point in our life where we feel safe enough, because a two-year-old can't. We depend on survival of the elders, right? And a four-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old. So this veil helps us stay within our survival issues. What happens a lot is that people can forget that they put up the veil. And so that veil, it makes them feel blocked. So their whole life they could feel like it's a scratch they can't itch, or something is blocking them from their energy. So when people start hitting certain ages, what I see is like where we have written in our DNA that we have like awakening. Sometimes it could be tragic stuff. Sometimes it could be death of somebody. Sometimes a job loss, a dis-ease, something like that. And what it starts doing is reminding us to wake up, and that we have this veil that kept us. It was a protection thing, but we don't need it anymore. And as soon as somebody starts gets tapping into that energy and starts working on releasing that, you live a whole different life. You cannot not, because you're reconnecting to your energy fields in a different level. You're allowing yourself to be rebirthing yourself symbolically, but it really feels like energetically, mentally, physically, emotionally rebirthing ourselves. And sometimes, Pat, it could be difficult. Sometimes it could be the loss of a marriage or a friendship. I had to leave a marriage, and then I left a close relationship, and so it felt like a lot of loss as rebirthing. But looking back, there were necessary losses or mini deaths. And even in France, somebody was telling me that they call orgasm mini deaths. And so there's a part where we have to surrender and allow, and that's what the whole thing is a process of surrendering and allowing. And that's what we're really waking up to, this whole profound surrendering, allowing, expanding. And just like what Dominic's doing, there's a real part of him that I call a lot of people the 100-watt light bulbs in the 50-watt family. He's part of, when I see stellated dodecahedrons, there's like a 1,000-watt light bulb. So there's a part where he could really have felt like he was not from this planet, you know.
I know.
I totally get being not from this planet
because,
yeah,
you know, even in my corporate world, my performance reviews would be marked all outstanding for all of the business stuff, and there'd be a comment, and it followed me around for years, and the comment would be, you know, she's incredible and she's from another planet. I mean, those were the words, you know, that we, and I used to feel bad about it. Now I'm like, yes, bring it on.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
You're jumping up and down.
I'm jumping up and down. Let's remind everybody, we've got the phone lines open, 877-876-5227. If you want to connect with Carrie O'Connor, go ahead and give us a call. That's toll free, 877-876-5227. Yep, we're taking your calls. We're doing readings on air and wishing you a happy, happy Halloween. Let me provide you with some information about Carrie. So for those of you that want to find out more and to connect with Carrie individually and get a complete full reading, you can go to her website, which is carrieoconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor.com. Check it out. Lots of information there about who she is, about the classes that that she gives, as well as her radio shows. So check it out and give her a call. You know, Carrie, many times we face the world, and some of the things you just mentioned, I immediately related to it. Mm-hmm. Especially for me, it was a job loss. I don't call it a job loss anymore,
right.
But I got to tell you, when it was happening, it was such, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was pain.
Mm-hmm.
It was pain.
Absolutely.
And it's hard sometimes to realize that in the middle of that pain, that there is a whole nother future. I mean, part of what you said is so true. All that dies shall be reborn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can we help people understand in the moment how they can move beyond their obstacles? But before we do that, let's go to the phones. Let's see who we've got on. Who's joining us tonight?
Hi, it's Charlie.
Hi, what's your name?
Charlie.
Sally?
Charlie.
Did you get that, Carrie?
So I think Sally, it's S-H-A-R-A-L-E-E, so Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie.
Oh, great, great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you tonight?
I'm great.
I'm very good. Can I help? Well, how can I help you tonight?
Well, actually, I just tuned in, and so I just kind of am just here to go with the flow.
Okay.
I don't have any real questions or.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, fasten your seatbelt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Where are you calling from?
From Edmonton, Canada.
All right. Well, get ready. Here you go.
What I see as far as when I tap into your energy field, first of all, I see a paternal grandfather coming in, and he wants to recognize a Charles or a Charlie. I'm also seeing Ray Charles, so I want to recognize a Raymond and a Ray and Ray Raymond. And also he wants to recognize a Matthew or Maddie, and also I feel Matthew Maddie is a live person in and around, and the other people be crossed over and go far into your lineage. And what I see, the men coming in first as far as, and actually they're bringing in dogs, and so, and I see a dog coming in, and actually it's dog medicine, and when I hear medicine, it's more of an indigenous tribe of medicine in indigenous terms, mean where they could send us, different people could send us guides or numbers or birds to connect with us. When I hear medicine, there's significance with a dog medicine. So think of dog is about loyalty, loyal companion. Also, there's a part of your energy field. I'm seeing your whole right side is really green right now, so you're entering a real healing period, and that's and actually doing a lot of third chakra stuff, self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious. Also, the paternal grandfather is pointing to the numbers 13, 13, 13, and then he's laughing and saying that, and he's walking under a ladder, and he's showing me a black cat, and part of him is like, because he's really laughing like a belly laugh, and he shows me he laughed a lot harder than he did in life here. And I said, what are you doing with all these superstitious things? And here I'm recognizing it as Halloween. And what he says is when he goes over there, he realizes how much on a subconscious level that the family bought into superstitious belief systems. Like, my family is so bad that if we were all 23 O'Connor cousins, if we were out at the restaurant and somebody spilled something, we'd all grab salt and put it over our shoulder. My friend of mine watched us and it was like a dance. She said it was like synchronized singers. And so we were just so ingrained since we were little that we're kind of trippy to watch as far as what we were just taught. And so what your grandfather's saying is that he didn't buy into it, or he didn't see it, because I'm seeing Coke bottle glasses as far as how much more of, not necessarily that you were doing salt over the shoulder, but those patterns of superstition is what he keeps on talking about. Superstition, because he feels so free. So think of different belief systems, even as far as religious systems, that people don't have to be going to church or temple every single day to have subconscious patterns that could have held them back, because he keeps on saying, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, like almost like a, not almost, he's running around about how free he is. So when he goes over there, he sees where things bound him down. Subconsciously, he wants to recognize how cognitive he was, that he was a clear, that he had the ability to do clear thinking, but he didn't turn his stations off to the static, and so then it held into past subconscious patterns. And so what he's coming in to do is escorting you as on your right side, so that's your male energy side, that's the going out to the world side, that's you're very clear cognitive yourself, so you're a very clear thinker. Also, this green period is, again, healing, but it's really you have that natural teacher, helper, healer energy, and so you're stepping into bringing in, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and he wants to recognize March as somebody's anniversary day, it's death day when they cross over. And also he's singing Oh Johnny Boy, and so to pay attention to songs on the radio, and he's almost like the energy of a very excited kid, and he's talking a lot, and I know he didn't get to talk here, and it's almost like he would not expect him to be the one that gets to talk first, because he didn't, it's like a disconnect where you could have not known him. He was crossed over when even before you were born, because he just shows me a disconnect. Connect where it's like, but it's really important for him to talk as far as you recognize that he's with the group of men that are with you where you might not think of him a lot. So call in on all of their energy. He also pay attention to seeing hawks and eagles, because you're really doing this real growth period here that has profound healing. And again, when I see them going to a different part of the brain, when they point to the back part of their, think of the right part of somebody's ear in the back of their head, when I see them point to that, that means symbolically to me that you're really releasing the subconscious patterns that are handed down. It's like we are inherit our thoughts on money, on relationship, on jobs. It's like the good guys have to finish last. There has to be some suffering. What's our thoughts on money? All of that stuff you're releasing because your grandfather says, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, because he realized how much those thought patterns that they did, even though we did, they didn't sit around the dinner table and say, okay, what's your thought, Susie, about money? No, no, money's bad. It's those patterns that are very subtle, but they have a profound effect. So recognize that he wants to be here with you. He brings in the other guys here. You're going, again, asking to you as you'll come. Also, going into the dog medicine, he brings dogs and animals around your feet in particular, so that's loyal companion, and there's a part where you have natural healing abilities, animal communication skills, actually, too, and connecting with people, with the animals, and there's a part where that animal communication is like a trust of animals, and more than people is what the grandfather's saying, because animals are loyal, and so take in the energy of the green and really connect with the people. And also he wants to bring you outside, and he's showing me falling stars. And when I see that, it's like you're stepping into that teacher helper of making people, especially when they could be feeling kind of lost. You're stepping into that teacher role, and you're getting called out to be the bridge or teacher more than you have been in the past. So good job.
How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you so much.
I told you to fasten your seatbelt, right?
Yes, you were right.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, Carrie, I talked about fastening your seatbelt, and I want to use that for a little bit as, you know, symbolic for what's going on in the world, what's happening out here. And continue to invite our listeners to call in 877-876-5227, toll free, 877-876-5227. Carrie O'Connor is my guest today. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. And, you know, Carrie, fasten your seatbelt. I don't know why I use that term. Maybe I'm using it for my own life, or maybe I have a sense that we're getting ready to experience, if not already, this year, we're getting ready to experience something that may seem like it's going to jar us from side to side, but can also have the fun of a roller coaster ride. At least for me, I like roller coaster rides.
Absolutely. And, you know, the guides are calling it the year of infinite, the master with infinite possibilities. And so I love that.
I love that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, so, I use it a lot. I love that.
I love it. And so when they were showing me that, it's like, think what they showed me is the last 3 years, think of especially those people that have been taking action, that really have been working and doing their shadow stuff, is that a lot of people are saying, you know what, Carrie, I've tried so hard. I've been doing this, and I've been really working on myself, and I'm not seeing it in the department of money or in work or in this, or I'm not seeing the manifestation yet. Like, what the heck is going on? And what the council is saying is that this year is that this year, as we finish up this year and next year, we're think of the global grids are supporting us, because that's one-third of our body. We are so connected to each other that we're really starting to understand our interconnectedness. So think of that. We are energetically, I tell people to visualize this, that we have, think of our hands 4 inches in front of us, right in our thymus, like looking at a small prayer book, and that we're taking that book and putting it into our thymus, and our arms are going out like the front of a boat. And so we're going to be able to, like what you're talking about, roller coasters, glide over emotions, and think of that water even represents in our own in micro world that our body is 50% water. So we're able to, when stuff happens to us, we remember to say, wee, and yippee, and, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I'm going to collapse. And so the master with infinite impossibilities is that we are really holding and seeing manifest, especially when it comes into the next 2 months, the next 2 years. I mean, it's going to be the rest of our incarnation of all the having our wildest dreams happen, because think of that. Every single master has said, you can do this too and more, you could do this too and more. And that's Buddha, Kuan Yin. And they mean walking on water, making water into wine, all of those miraculous things. And most of us just want to exist during the day, never mind making water into wine. They just feel that that's so far out of a reach for us.
But it's not really.
It's not really.
Miraculous
stories where I've had clients, and client after client, I've lost count that they've been told, Pat, stage 4 cancer, pick out your casket, you're going to be dead at the end of the week. Guess what? They're still around. And so we're hearing more, what we're going to be hearing is more and more and more miraculous, spontaneous recoveries. But this is when, as we step into our mastery, claim it, we're reminding our cellular body who we really are. And so that's what I call the new holy trinity of the master and the master in process. So that's when we take action, that proactive step in the practices. When we forget, we make sure that our inner circle reminds us. And so we want to be around people that remind us of our mastery. And so that's the new holy trinity. We're all masters, and we're waking ourselves up to that. And then we are remind ourselves of the infinite impossibilities. And how exciting is that?
Oh, it's exciting. And I think we've got a caller that is excited to be joining us on air. Who's joining us right now?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you tonight?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm from New York, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I heard that you were doing readings, and I wanted to know if you knew anything about me or can pick up anything about me, please.
Yep. Okay, Maria. First thing I'm seeing with you, I'm hearing your the grandmothers. Both of your grandmothers are in spirit, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and also, who is the other mother with you that crosses over that has like a Marie Maria name? And also, I'm seeing Julia Andrews, and I'm hearing them singing the song and the sound of music that, I don't like when they make me sing. You know that song when they say, what are we going to do about Marie? Yeah, it's when she was being, Maria was not following the rules in the nunnery, in the convent. Okay, and so the ladies are coming in, and so I pay attention to when they're singing. It's not to make me mortified to sing on the radio. It's to they want you to pay attention to songs on the radio and also different messages that they're giving you through sound, because when I see your head, I see you looking down or think of like you're in posture of prayer or asking, and they want you to lift up your head because they hear you is what they're saying. And so, and they want you to know that they do hear you, because there's a part where, oh, please, so they're saying, hey, Maria, lift up your head. Like, we're right in front of you. And so there's a part where the ladies are recognizing, because when I see, especially maternal mother, that she has an energetic tracheotomy that she learned on the other side, where she didn't speak up as far as her heart's desires, and she also put everyone else before her. So what you're doing is learning that you have every right, it's part of like your life lesson here, to really be able to give yourself permission to allow that you can have your heart's desires to be answered, and also what the, and is your father in spirit too?
No, my father is 80.
Okay, who's the father with you? And that would be father, father-in-law, godfather, somebody connected to him, like an uncle, because they're bringing in the father that's crossed over, and it doesn't mean that your dad's dying, because they want to bring the father that's connected to your father. And also they're bringing, they show me the name Joseph or James or a big J connected to your dad. And so if you think about it later, because he could have had a brother that crossed over.
And my father's father.
Okay, yep. There's somebody younger that's connected to him. Just think of it as a godfather in dad's position, because what they're showing me is that dad has a, energetically, he keeps his cards close to his chest, okay?
My father?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes, and so what the grandfather's doing, and they bring in a uncle for you that's on the dad's side, so think of it as like...
My uncle passed away.
Yeah, yes. There we go. Okay, perfect, okay? And he also wants to remember who the Joseph is, or also he wants to bring in a brother for you, too. And when I see a miscarriage part, what people get surprised with is when miscarriages grow up on the other side, and all of a sudden they're met by people that are brothers or sisters. And so he wants to connect you with that brother, but that uncle comes into it. And if you ever go to another reading, that's the uncle, because what he's doing is helping that child and you, that three-year-old that learned that when you try to connect with dad, because you're very empathic, you pick up on people's energy field. Do you recognize that as far as your own intuition? Because you're extremely intuitive in an empathic way. We're see it, believe it society, and so sometimes if we don't see it, we don't believe it, and then we just think, oh, Maria, she's so sensitive. And so going back to the song, what are we going to do about Maria?
Yeah, they've said that about me. They're like, oh, what a problem. She cries, she picks up about everything and worried about, what are we going to do?
That's why they're singing that song. And so think of that. Think about the child in you that here, you're a sensitive child where you're picking up on people's emotions and you're reading their energy patterns, and they don't know. It's like they have you feel like you're the problem, and it's where they don't know what to do about your energy, because think of it as a 100-watt light bulb where you weren't supported, okay? You weren't supported energetically. And it's the old thing, Maria, it's like we do better when we know better. So think of the ladies coming in as far as the grandmothers that really want to nurture you and have you lift up the head, especially that three-year-old in you that we're talking about, the veil with Pat, that had a protective veil, because part of that...
I don't understand that part.
Think of that. By the time you were 3 years old, you were tired of trying to connect with dad, and it felt like you were hitting a cement wall. And by your mom, she's not there either. She has a energetic tracheotomy, so she doesn't speak up for you. And so by the time you're 3 years old, it's like picture banging your head against cement of who's going to support me, who do I connect with? And so you could feel, think of that when we put that that veil up, it protects us from feeling the pain. So you're feeling that rejection from dad, right? Because he keeps his cards close to his chest.
Right.
And so here you try to connect dad. And because it's not only trying to connect with dad as far as with love and stuff, it's how we hold the whole right side of our body. And then that's male relationships and strong women. And it's also how we take our energy out into the world. So it's not just, hey, daddy-o. It's a huge thing. It's how we interact with life, right? And
that's
then our
correct.
Mom's side. And
mm-hmm.
It's not about bashing families, mom and dad. It's about we do better when we know better. And so this is where the grandmothers and the uncles are coming in, because they're telling you, Maria, as far as lift your head up. So that means that three-year-old that was told, but what are we going to do about her? Oh, my gosh, she's a problem, and da-da-da. And here where they're saying, where the grandmothers go over and say, oh, my gosh, she was very, very psychic. She was very, very, she wasn't a problem. She was so sensitive, and that we were causing static all of her energy. So we want to say sorry. We want to say we have accountability. We didn't know. We do better when we know better. And so they want to be of service to you, to help you right now, because you're going through a real growth period. Pay attention to seeing the number 777. And also they're showing me July is a big month for you as far as 207. Also that you're working on yourself the last 7 years and coming up to the next 7 months, 7 years, 7 weeks, the 777s, that you're in a seven-year cycle of really being stepping into who you are and really healing that wounded child that felt the disconnect to dad. And so when we feel like that the world is a scary place to go out. It's when then we get an idea about changing a job or getting out of something that makes us feel stuck. We tend to be like a stalled engine. We don't go out, Maria, because we feel like it's scary out there, right? That's the 3-year-old.
Yes,
I know that. So this is where they're saying, hey, you know what, Maria? We're going to be the best service for you right now because we want to connect you to let you know that the world is not a scary place. So call on our help. Ask for signs for them. Ask for your own number. Say, Nana, give me the number, 222, and Meme, give me 444, or just do your own connection so you know that they're there. And then you'll see the signs, and then you'll really be able to help heal that 3-year-old who really is looking for, she wants to make sure that the world is a safe place and that she has a right to go out to the world and to even have ask her needs to be met, because there's a part where you weren't taught that you have a right to have your needs met and that you were the problem child. So this is where you're getting rid of the cellular, think of it as cellular post-traumatic stress that gave you those messages, and that then that you have a whole new script, Maria, where the next 7 days, 7 weeks, it's like it's all about what you want to write. So then they go back to that, what are we going to do about Maria, where you're writing in more fun. You're writing into what you want to do for yourself. And so this is a rebirthing, what Pat and I were talking about earlier. And sometimes that part can feel a little bit scary, but this is where they're saying, trust us, we can be of more service than we were in the past. And so think of it, it's like with their honor, they want to help you, okay? And so ask and you shall receive, because you're really into that manifestation period, okay?
Wow, that sounds exciting, Maria.
Yes,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I wanted to tell her that's just spot on, because when I was 3, I remember that I didn't have any support, and I went and I asked God, I said, please help me through this, and he did. And then there was another phase when I was like in my 20s, I said, please, I will never put my back against you, help me. And really, the source or spirit or God, whatever you want to call, has always been there for me. And it just amazes me. But I do find the world a scary place.
Right, right. And that's what you're getting rid of. Think of it as that your physical body and your emotional body is releasing at a cellular level, cellular post-traumatic stress that goes into that. So what the grandmothers are saying is that is passed down to the... So Dad could feel distant, but part of his story, his theme, is that the world is not a scary. The world is a scary place, and that the rug is going to get pulled out underneath you all of a sudden. And so, and on the mom side, when I see raining cats and dogs, there's a part that mom got the same messages. If you go out there, that there's a the world is a scary place. So you got that on messages on both sides delivered
right.
In different ways. And so what that tells that child is, don't go out there because you're not going to, the world is, the rug is going to get pulled out underneath you. Or,
exactly.
Or the world is a scary place. And so that's where you are releasing that. And there comes freedom, independence, a whole new world, a whole new script.
But, I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to release it, that I'm going to die before I'm able to release it.
Oh, no.
No. Honey, you're releasing it right now. That's why they're saying right now, This is what they're coming in to help, and you already have released a lot of it. You're well on your way. So that's why they're saying, lift your head up and see what's going on here. You've already released a lot, and this is when sometimes, Maria, I understand what you're saying, because some people are feeling so tired. They're so, so tired, and they're saying, you know what, this is just
impossible. Impossible. That's what I feel. It's impossible.
It's impossible, but this is where you want to, that's where I talk about the tools. Email my office, and I have tools to give you, and that's where they're like, it's you do the tools. You put, even putting your hand, Maria, on the top of your forehead, like the oh my God posture of putting your hand on the forehead, that what by holding your forehead, you hold 7 meridians that opens up and puts more energy and light into your body. So the more we could be proactive, the more you take the steps by putting your hand on your head, putting your hand on your temples. It sounds so silly or too
simple. I do that.
Good. So the more you do that, the more you're going to be able to take, it's like breaking the cycle. And like what Pat and I were talking about, what you're literally doing is you're creating new neural pathways in our head. And so think about a cigarette, right? It was my vice that it was, I could do everything. I just kept on going back to that was my my hardest advice that to give up, and I'd quit for 5 years and then I would go back. And
mm-hmm.
so the first part of that addiction pattern was I was trying to ground down. And so as soon as I was able to realize I used it to ground, then I was able to ground my energy and not have to go back to the cigarettes anymore. So it was able to, so I changed the neural pathways in my brain. So even though it felt hard, I was able to retrain my body. It's just like going to the gym. That's what you're doing right now. And the first step is that they're saying is to lift your head up, to recognize that you are already doing some profound work here. And even there's a part where I tell people it's like when you're having a baby and it's an active labor and you don't see the baby's head yet, but you're panting, you're going,
right.
And it's like you're in that. And so then part of it, if we came in and we were from Mars and we saw you, we'd say, oh, what the hell's going on? We'd like hit the road. But this is where they want to know that this is where you're at. As you lift your head up, you're rebirthing yourself. And sometimes birth is painful and sometimes it's not comfortable. It's, and we want it over with, right? But this is where they want to know that you're over the hump. You're over the main hard part. And this is where you're connecting and releasing. And so this is where it's like a, I call it like a spiritual boot camp. So when your head wants to go, this is too hard, that's why you want to have tools handy and say, you know what, that's, I know where my thoughts go when I say it's too hard. So now I'm going to say, no, this is easy. I'm a part of God. And so as God does not do it hard. So by even saying, I am that I am, or Jesus or God channels for me, or angels, or whoever resonates with you, we change the frequency instantly when we start saying that. So it's literally retraining yourself, but that's exactly what you're doing right now. So call in on their help. They're here to serve you. And you're going to, and it's going to be easier and easier and easier. And part of it, is it work? It's work, but in a way where I see it as the most, it's being proactive and it ends up being play because, in a way, because you get your, when you lift up your head, you look at life totally different, and then all of a sudden, all those thoughts that keep on going around and around and around, because I see my face over your face. I understand my, but there's a compulsive side to the O'Connor side where they go back to the awful awfuls. If we're late, my mother goes that we're dead, and she's, and that's how I grew up, is that if anyone's late, you don't think that you went to the store, you go that they're dead. And so there's a part where we would all get very nervous and feel like the world wasn't a safe place. I understand this intimately. I grew up with this, but I also understand what it's like to be on the other side of being free from those patterns that seem deeply ingrained. And the first step is to get into having the tools and then start doing them. And that's what they're talking about as far as having a song with this, lightening up with this, but they're not being airy-fairy, oh, this is something just so airy-fairy. They know that this could feel very, you could feel isolated and alone, but this is where we can feel like we're doing a rebirthing, so it can feel like we're dying off to pieces, but this is what we're rebirthing, Maria. We're not dying. We're rebirthing ourselves, okay?
You know, that's how I feel, but I just wanted to make one more comment because I know it's been long, and thank you for helping me, that the only problem I have is when I come across people that tell me, oh, well, you're a problem. You're not like everybody else. Because it puts me back to when I was 3 years old that I didn't get that support.
Well, you know what? You're talking to a couple people that have heard the same thing all of our lives.
Yep.
And Carrie, and you probably want to finish up with this, but you know what, Maria? I made a comment earlier in the show that, you know, when people used to tell me that I was different or that I was a problem, I used to take it offensively.
Uh-huh.
Now I honor it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the part of me that helps guide the pathway of my life to meet my heart's desires. And that's what I would encourage you to step forth and embrace.
Yeah, I'm going to have
to do that. Your difference not as a problem,
mm-hmm.
but as at just pure energy and delight.
And that's the difference. And that's where a lot of times that people, when it's something that's different, Maria, they want to think of it as turn down the light, and this is where you say, you know what, that's part of that. That's even fear and separation. So the only thing we're in charge of is our garden. So then think of the freedom that your grandparents are giving you, that you don't even have to describe yourself or defend yourself to the people anymore, and that you're going to clear, that you're going to work on your energy field, and it's all about you, and
mm-hmm.
that people can do whatever they want to do, because it's not about the three-year-old having to say anymore, please, please see me, please see me, please, I don't mean to be a problem. It's all about you celebrating who you are, and then you will attract people in your life that are saying, what a beautiful person you are. And that's Pat did it, I did it, we both have been here, so that's what you're stepping into.
Right.
And then other people will fall away. And that's
I'm feeling what you're saying now. I'm feeling it exactly. It's all right for me to stand up for myself.
Absolutely.
It's all right for me to say, hey, I'm here, I'm not invisible.
Absolutely.
Whether they accept me or not, it doesn't matter. But it's all right for me to say, you know, I believe in myself, I exist,
exactly.
And I'm happy to be alive.
And we're happy that you are alive as well. You know, what I call this is the divine yes, where you say, yes, I am absolutely perfect, and I'm loving myself all over. Thank you, Maria, so much
for joining us
tonight.
And God bless you too, ladies.
God bless, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Carrie, you're probably going to want to give out your email address. I think you mentioned that. If folks email you, Maria can get some tools.
Yes, and it's union1111@yahoo.com, and the website is www.kerrie.o'connor.
Oh, I'm going to have to write that down. Can somebody stay on the line, somebody else, so I could write that down?
Well, you know what? Why don't you hang out?
Can I give you mine?
I'm sorry?
Can I give you my email?
And you can Union 1111. Union, the number's 1111.
And we're going to repeat it before we go off the air.
Okay. 1111, the whole number 11?
1111. Yep. Go get your pen because we'll repeat it.
We'll wait for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And for everybody to know, KerrieO'Connor.com is the website. Lots of information there, and Carrie travels all over the country, and some of you may get to see her in person before you even know it. But more importantly, check out the website. A lot of things going on. And also, Carrie, you know, you're on a number of different times the week with your own show, and so folks can find that out on your website, right?
And they can. There's a part where they can sign up for the newsletter that shows my upcoming events, and I do private readings too. So people, a lot of times I do phone sessions, and I do them all around the world. So they can have private sessions. So, and the people always say, well, do you have enough to talk about? And I'm like, yeah, we have hours to talk about. So there's all different stuff happening, and we are traveling around, which is very exciting. And we're starting to do a lot of teleclasses, which is so exciting.
Yes.
Because, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, but we're connecting and we're bringing you guys to us via internet and the telephone. So that's really exciting. Free teleclasses and then a series coming up too.
All right. Thank you, Carrie, so much for joining the show today. And
thank you, Pat.
What a great show. I want to thank all of the listeners out there for tuning in. And, again, if you want to find out more about Carrie O'Connor and her own show, radio show, go to our website, www.kerrieoconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor.com. And if you want to find out more about us and get on our newsletter so you know about people like Carrie O'Connor that are joining the Dr. Pat Show, you can do that by going to my website, www.drpatshow.com. That's drpatshow.com. Check it out, and we'll be sending out some incredible information about a new campaign. Carrie, thank you so much for joining
the show tonight.
Pat.
As always, a pleasure. You're Godspeed and God light to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you and I will catch up on Monday. As you're joining us on air at on that show, which is 10 o'clock Pacific time. For more information, again, go to Carrie's website. Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody out there tuning in today, as well as all of the folks at BBS Radio, pushing all the buttons, making it happen. And remember, go out there and have a fabulous, fabulous Halloween. Until next week, this is me, Dr. Pat Basile, saying to you, know that you are loved, know that you're blessed, and know about the world of infinite possibilities. We'll see you next week.